Broadcasted live. Catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za. Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959.
She brings you Kaya Biz Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m. Now, there is a lot going on in the world of business. Kuku, what stories are we going to start off with?
Well, let's start off with Takealot's results. Now, they essentially fall under the Naspers group. And Naspers, as we know, has really evolved as being a South African business with its roots firmly in South Africa, but now has really managed to penetrate much of the rest of the world in markets like China, Russia, emerging markets like Brazil, and of course, parts of Europe. Largely specializing in technology, e-commerce. Closer to home, though, we know them for being the owners of the likes of Takealot Group, Mr. Delivery, Superbalist, as well as Media 24. Looking at their numbers internally and when it comes to the South African environment, Takealot has yet to post a profit. They are eyeing that by next year they should have reached some level of profitability within the current financial year. Now, based on Takealot's movements and, of course, ongoing investments, they are looking to build a sustainable revenue model through their subscription service, now titled Takealot More, and, of course, the expansion of the products that they have available on their line. Coupled with that, there's been heavy investment into streamlining their logistical framework and infrastructure. As you can imagine, Amazon does pose a threat, but given that they do own Mr. D and Superbalist, they really stand quite a solid chance and are largely eyeing the likes of Checkers 6060 as potential competitors in the market. Despite that, though, they also mentioned that Media 24 is seeing a shift in terms of its strategic direction, given the slight closures we saw last year to a few of the newspaper publications and print no longer being as competitive as it used to be within the South African media ecosystem. But overall, solid results for the group. Still looking at posting profits specifically for Takealot in South Africa, and that's largely going to be seen at least within the next year.
Mm. So tell us about commodities. I mean, gold reached an all-time high last month. It's kind of hovered around that price. Now, we spoke about oil yesterday as well. What is it that people should be looking out for?
Well, all that glitters is gold, and but certainly oil is going to be one commodity that we need to keep our eye out on. Gold, as you've mentioned, has been touching all-time highs. This is largely on the back of the fact that over the last 6 months, we have seen that this has been a risk-on environment for lots of investors. Given the volatility regarding the trade war, Liberation Day, and ongoing geopolitical struggles, investors have plowed their money into gold, and that's increased by at least 28% since the start of 2025. So much so, it's pushed a few banks and other institutions to actually open up new gold index-linked products, largely just to drive up some level of participation from gold investors to participate there. Meanwhile, as there's been a back and forth in terms of the U.S. launching strikes on Israel, Israel retaliating, the closure of the airspace within the likes of areas of the Middle East, Doha, as well as a few other areas there. That does add to the pressure that we likely see, but also most importantly, the potential closure of the Strait of Hormuz. That's critical in terms of the movement of oil, providing at least about 20% there of the global oil trade. That will squeeze and add more pressure to inflation as well as the positioning around oil prices going forward. So it is one to watch. Lots of triggers expected. And of course, lots of geopolitical influences that continue to unfold on a daily basis.
And the financial markets?
The JSE All Share Index will open up from 95,128 points today. Looking at the currencies, we have gained some ground against the US dollar. We're at 17.80 now to the greenback, 24.16 to the British pound, and 20.67 against the euro.
Thank you very much. She brings you Kaya Biz. Monday to Thursday, 6 to 8 p.m.
Business update with Gule Tufupi on Kaya 959. If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.